Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chaf Hey Omed Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura in the middle of Siman Tov Reish Nun Aleph, and we're actually right in the middle of Sif Ches, which we started yesterday. So we'll begin on Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis with Sif Ches again, although we read some of this yesterday. We won't repeat inside the Mishnah Brura that we did yesterday. So the Mechaber starts Sif Ches, Yenanea B'Shar Shemavarech. After you take the Lulav Nesuk, you make the Bracha, so you do Nanuim at that point in time, and therefore the Mechaber tells us, V'chein yinaneya behodu l'Hashem pam achas. We do nanuim during the hallow. When we say hodu l'Hashem, we do that one time. The Ramah adds, menanim b'chol hodu shemru. He brings down from the Torah and the Rush that the minhag is to also do the nanuim all the other three times that we say hodu l'Hashem ki tov in that paragraph, albeit the Chazan doesn't do it. And likewise, the Mechaber tells us, "Hodu Lashem shebasof shekof l'nosso." Likewise, the two times that we do Hodu Lashem towards the end of the challah, we again do Na'anuim when we say the Hodu Lashem kitov kilim chasto twice at the end of the challah, and the Shliach Tzibur, as well as that Tzibur Menanim shtei ponim, they do it then as well. And the Chayin ba'on Hashem Oshiyano, and likewise when we say On Hashem Oshiyano both times Menaneya shtei ponim l'fisha kof l'nosso. When we double it up, so we do the Na'anuim during both times. Now, how do we actually do this in Anum? We started discussing yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Zayin, so we'll go there again. Afilu notel shelo b'shas ha'halo. Even when you're doing the taking of the lulav and esrog, not at the time of halal, let's say you're doing it in the sukkah in the morning, so then minanei al chol ruach, you do it into all the four directions, north, south, east, and west. We'll see the order that you do it, up and down. Even though you're going to redo the nanum when you take them during the halal, b'shas ha'halo, nevertheless, we do it at the time that we do al n'tila sulav, when we do the mitzvah of taking the lulav and esrog for the first time. Dishu footnote number 60 points out that we're going to have a whole discussion on these nanum deraisim and the rabbanon in mitzvah Shem, when we get to sivkot and memtes, which in mitzvah Shem we'll do in tomorrow's year. In dishu footnote number 61, he says, "Misha ein lo arbas haminim b'shas ha'halo." Somebody doesn't have his own dalaminim and they're up to halo. So he brings out from a yashiv zetzal she'odiv shom mehalo b'chidus. It'd be preferable for him to say halo by himself and borrow somebody's dalaminim that he could do the nanum, the halo, rather than to do the halo with the tzibur without having the dalet minim. If you could borrow them during the halo and somehow trade off back and forth between the two, that would be better. Meikar adin, maspik shiachzik is arba minim bin nanum bavai, because it would be enough to hold the dalet minim just during the nanum, not during the entire halo, and that maybe you could borrow, a person says, hodu l'Hashem kito kil chaslo next to you, then you take it, then you give it back to him, then you take it. So even though you're not holding during the entire halo, that would be adequate as well. The issue for number 62 asks, do you need to have lochem for the nanuim? The first day you need to have your own owned lulav and esrog. So Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal brings down that the din of lochem is noy gam legabe alulu shenot lananuim b'shas netilas alulu. So it has to be your lulav even for the nanuim. However, legabe anuim shebahalel, that he's not sure if that's true. For the nanuim that you're doing by the actual taking it the first time with the bracha, that should be your own. Now we continue in Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'yichalik hananuim." You break up the nanuim. You do them during different parts of the saying of the pasuk. "B'hod l'Hashem kitov k'tzasu k'tzas l'chil yolam chasto v'chein b'ona." We don't do it just all at the beginning. As you say, each word of the pasuk, with the exception of the shem of Hashem, you do nanuim k'tzasu k'tzas during each of the words. However, lo yinaneya b'shosh omer Hashem. When we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name, we don't do the nanuim. And Yishu footnote number 63 brings down from the Shaar Tzion in Sivkot Memches, and also from the Levush, mishum shebishas shomer Hashem tzorch l'chavin Yosi. You have to have a kavana on the shame of Hashem. Ho Yehovah v'yeh. I don't call. So therefore, you can't be doing the nanuim and have that in mind to do the nanuim properly, and also to think about the shame of Hashem. The Levush brings out another reason, because the pasuk says, "Azir Yiranu Atzayar Lifnei Hashem," that it says that you should have the Yiranu before Hashem and not during Hashem's name. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'mkein behodu yase b'chol teva nienu achas." Hodu is one nanua. Then you pause and you say the shem of Hashem without doing any shaking, and then ki tov, ki liolam chasto, the other five words in this kapitel. So you go and do in one of the directions a nanuim in each of the saying of those words. Likewise, ba'ana Hashem hoshiyana b'chol tevo shnei nanuim. There you do, since you only have three words besides the shem of Hashem, which you don't do nanuim, so you do in two directions for each word. B'chol ananuim yovi sof halalulav neged echazet. With each of the nanuim, you bring the bottom part of the lulav close to your chest, and he brings down the Morgan Norman in the name of the Ksavim. And the issue footnote number 64 goes through many different ways that people do the actual nanuim. Same thing in the issue footnote number 65. If we have time, we'll get back to them later on. Otherwise, Ayin Shom in the issue footnote 64 and 65 for the different ways that people do the nanuim. Mishabur continues, says, so Bel Yerabba, heavy b'shem Mariel. Bel Yerabba is the name of the Mariel. Again, many Ashkenazic customs are from the Mariel. Shoya Nishar Ome b'mekomo. He would be standing still, upon of l'mizra b'chol anuim, and he would be facing east during time of all the anuim. Rak hofach yodov neged ruchos. He would just move his hands in the different directions. V'neged marav, herein selulav aksepo me'achorv, and he would still be facing forward when he would do it behind him, neged marav, and he would just have the lulav and his hands go behind him, but not his whole body. He wouldn't turn himself around. And that's mashva from the Lashon here of the Shulchan Aruch, that you direct the lulav in all the directions, but not lav dafka your body. You don't turn around. Mashva duhua made alomdo. Brings out from the Mamar Mordechai that you're standing still, and the lulav is moving about, but not you. You're facing east the entire time. Mishnah Rusiv Kotlam Ches, he says, Dirsiv, Ozi Radnu Atseh Yar, like we already brought down, Rotolomra, Ba'atseh Yar, you do the Nanuim. Uksiv Basra, Hod Lashem Vechule, so therefore, at that point in time, that's when we do the Nanuim. Uksiv Basra, the Imri Hoshienu, which is a reference to Al Kemenanim Gam Ba'on Hashem Hoshina, that's when we get the Nanuim during the Hodu and the On Hashem Hoshina as a continuation of this Pasuk, Ozi Radnu Atseh Yar. And the end of that Pasuk is the issue footnote number 66 reminds us, is Kivolish Poda Aretz. And Lavush says, Shakavon Liyom Kippur. Levisha be Yom Kippur, Boim Ladin Li Yisrael, Vumos Olam. That's when we're all being judged. Then Yodim Yitzhi Zaku Yitzhi Chayv. Who knows who's going to win in that judgment? So therefore, Nosan Akosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah Yisrael, Shu Semechim Bulavayim, Ki Odom Ayotim Lefnei HaShofet Zakai. The person comes out of the court victorious, so he's very, very happy. So too over here, we should be very happy. Ki Odom Ayotim Lefnei HaShofet Zakai. Venosan HaShofet Makel Odover Achel Simon Shu Yotzu Zakai V'Yismachbo. And we're given the lulav as like a proof that we came out victorious, and we should be very happy. The issue of number 67 brings down another reason why we do the Nanuim by On Hashem Oshiyano and not On Hashem Hatzlichano. It brings down from the Eli Rabbah in the name of the Avudram. Mebeisha Nanua Hu La'atzor Ruchos Roz T'lolim Royim Ligor Besotin. As you can see actually in the Bir Halacha, on the next page in the two little short Bir Halachas over there, this is the show that we demonstrate that Kosh Baruch Hu has shlita over the entire world, and we do that kidei latzo ruchos rose. That's to stop the quote dead winds, and that's based on the Gemara. And the malo mato up and down kidei latzo tlolim rom to stop the bad rains. Albeit in the issue footnote number 79, he brings out from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you don't necessarily have to have this in mind when you're doing the Nanuim, even though that's the underlying reason for the Nanuim. But maybe it would be just adequate if you know that you're doing a mitzvah derabban at this time, but he's left with the tzarchi, and maybe you should have these kavanos at the time that you're doing the Nanuim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamates says you do this one time. Ayin Beis Yosef Shadato Keran Shem Enanim El Bahodor Rishon. The first opinion that we brought down before the Ramah was that you only do it during the first saying of the Hodu. But not by the hodus that we say for the second, third, and fourth time after the chazan says, Yomino Veis Yisroel, Yomino Veis Haron, Yomino Yireh Hashem. However, Aval HaRamah Kosav Umananim B'chol Hodu Shomu, that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim, like the Ramah, Ukedas Rosh, V'cheinu Minogenu, he brings that from Dogma Rava, and that's why Ashkenazim, we do the Nanuim, the Tzibur does the Nanuim for all the four Hodu Lashems, whereas the Chazan only does it for the first Hodu Lashem, and also Yomino Beis Aaron, as we'll see in a moment why. Sivkot Mem Umananim B'chol Hodu, wrote Salomar HaKohol, the Tzibur does this, Aval HaShliach Tzibur Enim Raneah, the Chazan doesn't do this, except Elo, the Hodu HaRisha. Now we go to the Ramah. He says that you also do Nanuim, the Chazan, that is, when he says the first one of the Yomars, he says Yomar No Yisrael, Avalo Yomar No Beis Haron, and not Yomar No Yireh Hashem. And he says, this is the commonly accepted custom, for example, the Gos Ashri and the Ma'aril and the Minhagim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Aleph tells us, "Haynu shashliach tzibur minanei abahod v'yomerna." Only the shliach tzibur does it by hodu and yomerna. Avol b'yomerna v'esharom yomerna yirei Hashem lo minanei. As I just said, kishomer yomerna Yisrael who kumo haskaru l'tzibur shomri hodu. The first time that the chazan does it for yomerna Yisrael is to remind the tzibur, "Hey, you got to do this." Akim minanei moab. So he does nanuim to remind them to go do the nanuim. As opposed to mashen kein b'yomerna shem medaber al klai Yisrael. That's not dealing with klai Yisrael. It's just base iron, so therefore there's no reason for him to do the nanuim. Vakom nanim uchol pam shon hodu. But the tzibur, they do it by each time they answer hodu. Hari arba pam hodu, like the Ramah said. Uba ono Hashem hoshiyano hashliach tzibur vakom nanim shtei pamim. There we do it twice during the two readings of Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, Ubahodu Shibasov, Kam Kena Kova Shlitziv Namishte Pamin. Likewise, when we repeat the Hodu Lashems at the end, we say it again twice with Nanuim. Vimispala Bichid, if a person's davening by himself, Enumananea, Elabahodu Shibatrila Salo, he only does the Nanuim by the Hodu at the beginning of the Halo, Ubisova Halo, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. But apparently he doesn't do him by the last two Hodul Hashems. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, Im lo evil lo lulav uvem sahalav yulav, he didn't have a lulav originally, but then he gets the lulav in the middle of halal, mutu levarach lo ben aprokim, in between the different paragraphs, and the issue footnote number 68 tells us what are the different paragraphs, the hainu ben mizmah lemizmah, in between each separate paragraph. Now some of the kapitloch in halal that we break out are actually one long kapitlo, so there's a little bit of a difference between the way we have it listed and the way it's in the actual Tehillim. Nevertheless, he brings down for the chayyadam, that a person can go and make a bracha in between the paragraphs, not considered half sick, and then go and do the nanum with the lulav and etzrog as appropriate. Now we go to Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Hanianua, what exactly are the shakings, the nianuim? Hu shemolich yado michinegdo, that you go and take the lulav and etzrog from your body, michinegdo v'holo, v'inanei hasham, and move it away from your body, and go and do nanum there, shalosh pomim bolocha, three times biholocha. We'll see what that means in a moment. V'shalosh pomim bahava, and three times when you bring it back to your body. And the Ramah adds, Toref halulav u'mechaske sa'olim b'chol niyanua. And you go and shake the lulav at each time that you're doing this, so that the leaves of the lulav should shake at each shaking. And it's brought down in the Ran from Perek Lulav Agosel. And then you do it in the other direction, do the same thing. And you do this in all the four directions, north, south, east, and west, although we'll see the order is different, and by different customs, and up and down. And again, we brought down in the Bir Halach over here, in these two little Bir Halachos, the reasons why. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Membeis, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Ha'olacha ose pam achas. The Mechaber's way of doing the Nanum is that you go away from your body one time. Aval haninua beis halacha osa shalosh pomin, but you then shake it there three times. V'chein ba'ava, when you bring it back to your body, k'shemevi halulav etzlo osa gam kem haninua shalosh pomin. Then you shake it three times back against your body. But that's different, as we'll see, than what the Ramah holds. Finally, kamei ba'agah. As the Ramah says, we already read this in the Hagah, that Mekaske Sa'alim Bechol Nianua, and the Mishnah explains Sivkot Mem Gimel, wrote Shalom, according to Ramah, Kiskus Ma'at. To shake the lulav so vigorously that it's almost like it's breaking, that's not necessary. You do a little bit of a nanua, a little bit of a shaking, kiskus ma'at, and not a vigorous shaking. The issue for number 69 brings down, tam hakiskus, why do we shake? This is brought down by Levush, shesmicha chom mitzis nianu ala pasuk, oz yiranu atzei ayar, shemashmo sha'etz yiranu, that the leaves, so to say, the trees, are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, tzorich lananea shedra ve'olim. You have to shake the lulav, the spine, and the leaves of the lulav, k'dei lashmiya kolim, to hear their sounds. Shezeo shir varinu shalaitzim, this is the song of the trees. So therefore, it has to make a little bit of a sound. Marker din kiskus, this source of this din is based upon the Ritva in Sukkah, where it's brought down as well by the Vilna Gaon. Should we match the tzorach shalulav yeh gavoa mehadas, that the lulav is higher than the hadas, a tefach, and the manua hurak holoch avava, and if you're going to just bring it away from you and then bring it back to you, so why would it have to be taller? El shirak she'efshel l'chaskes, you have to do the shaking of it that you should hear this sound, and therefore that's the source for this kiskus. The issue foot number 70 says, if the lulav is so tightly bound that you can't make any noise from it, the Bikur Yaku says, ain't nochal litlo, you shouldn't take a lulav in that way. And he says, lochein kosa sheyafrid esro v'alam, you should separate the leaves, that they shouldn't be so tightly together. Except, migimu ha'alam ha'yodim, except for the three top ones that are not supposed to be separated. V'azyotze gamda saposum soros aluya mechusa bakura. The postman said that it shouldn't be separated so much, so that's you can be yotze that shita by having the top three leaves totally together, but the other leaves could be shaken and they'll make some sounds. This way you makayim both, the Bikur Yaakov says. Now we get to the Ramah, and this is really the Ramah that we were referring to before, that he disagrees with the way the Mechaber. The Mechaber seems to suggest that you only go and stretch it out one time away from your body and shake three times there, then bring it back to your body and shake three times. But the Ramah says, Hagah, v'ha'olocha v'ha'ava, he atzmo ha'nianu. He says, no, the actual taking away from your body and bringing it back to your body, that's the nanuim, not what you shake when you're away from your body and back to your body. Ki moluchu mevi shalosh pamim l'chol ruach. He brings down this idea from the Torah in the name of the Gonim, that you have to go and do the nanuim three times. Umatin rosh ha-lulav l'chol tzad sheminanea negdo. And you turn the lulav towards each direction, the four directions, as well as up and down, when you are doing these nanuim. So now let's see in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Dalet, where he says, Ha'agod, the Ramah is cholik al mechaber. He disagrees with mechaber. V'dayt, according to Ramah, the tzorich lo'olich lo'avi shalosh pamim. You have to go back and forth three times. K'mo shekosav l'kamei. V'hod dekosav hi atzman inu'a. It means this is the actual nanu'im. In a rotsa lo'bar shein tzorich l'yanu'a klal. It doesn't mean that you don't do nanu'im. It's not just going back and forth three times. You have to shake it while you're going back and forth three times. Or kosav le'el nagod. Mekatske sa'alim b'chol ni nanu'a. You have to go do shaking as you're going back and forth. So you don't do nanuim only at the conclusion of going away from your body and coming back to your body, but during the act of going away from your body and coming back to your body. So you do both, the shaking, the moving it back and forth, and the shaking at the same time. And you don't do it with great strength, as we said, but you do it in a way that demonstrates that it makes some noise, and that is the right way according to the Ramah. Then the Ramah continues, and he said, I read this already. Umatin rosh ha-lulav chol tzad sheminanea negdo. You go and turn the lulav towards each direction, up and down as well. Ukshmananeya lamata. When you're doing the last one down, hovchol lamata, the Ramah's first opinion is that you turn the lulav upside down. Umikre derek gilusin. He brings that from the Beis Yosef. That's still called derek gilusin. So you turn the lulav upside down, and you point it down. However, he says it's not a problem if it's not growing in the right direction. It normally has to be taken in the way that it grows. He says even though you're turning it upside down, that's still considered derech gilusin because you're holding it in the right way. However, he then brings down v'yesh medaktik, and he says there are those in the medaktik shelo lahatech halulav kishmanei alamata. He brings down the Maril in the name of his father, and it's also mashma from Orenu Harav Shachna. Shirokane from Moreno Arab Yaakov Falk, and he brings down as well from the Kisvei Ari that you do not turn the lulav upside down to point downwards, but you put it down from the bottom down, and not that you turn it upside down. Mishbur and Sivkar Memhei tells us, so since the first opinion says, since you were holding it correctly the first time, so nanuim don't have to be necessarily directly lost. So, but the medaktikim, they have the custom not to turn it upside down, because then it wouldn't be the way it's growing. This is different than the other five nanuim that you're doing, because there the lulav, while it's a little bit slanted, it's not upside down. You're turning it a little bit towards each direction. You're not turning it upside down. On the last one, when you're going down, if you're turning it upside down, now the top of the lulav is facing down, the self of the other, and the end of the lulav is up in your hands. Therefore, the medaktik say, do not flip it around. You just lower the lulav lamata. You bring it down, then you bring it down, up. But you don't go and turn it upside down. And the Ramah paskins in this situation, back to the Ramah, and he says, "Vamino kisvar rishona." He says the minhag is like the first opinion that you actually turn it upside down, and he says this is the ikker. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the sivkot menvav. Vataz kosav the yosetos shelo yafchenu. The Taz says do not flip it around. The bezei yotzi the akol. He says why would you want to go flip it around? In this way, you yotzi according to everybody by not flipping it around. V'imahavcho, if you do flip it around, yesh lachol shema also deya ikar shein din zegederach dilos. He says there is an opinion that says you're not yotzi that way. Everybody says you yotzi the other way. So why do it in the way that some say you're not yotzi? V'chein kosav. Also say this is the right way, like the Taz, not like the Ramah says that the minhag of the is like the Svara Rishona, at which he says is nekei nearly ikker. And the issue footnote number 73 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kaf HaChaim in the name of the Arizal, Sheish Li Zar Lenaneas Lulu Kiderek Lilos. He says you should not flip it around. Sharoshul Lamata Veroshul Klape Mala. Then you shouldn't flip it around. You should make sure very carefully that the shorish is lamata, the bottom part is lamata. You keep it that way, and the top part is up. El b'shas shemananeya. However, when you are doing this one towards the bottom, the last, the sixth one down, b'shas shemananeya lekivin mata yashpil es yod. If you just lower your hand lamata mimokoma from their normal place, and b'shas shemananeya selulu shlosh upam, and then you shake it from that lower position, and you keep it in the proper orientation. This is a good break point. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shiur.